Okay. Says the Gemara. We spoke last time about that whole discussion about Rav Moshe Arieli had tried to bring or brought a raya about Kechataina, which we thought that perhaps we could have an alternative approach. But the Gemara, let's get back to just what's happening in the Gemara here. The Gemara says that really maybe a two is pater, but not because of Halach. The Gemara gives two different reasons, either because of Ein Mishpan Al Kvir Shibur Karkois, or because Kamisayel Leishtara. First the Gemara says Kamisayel Leishtara, and then the Gemara says Ein Mishpan Al Kvir Shibur Karkois. So we saw Rashi already. Rashi explains that what does Kamisayel Leishtara means? That the Shtar is Me'idin Kidvarov. We asked the question that the Gemara already knew Kamisayel Leishtara. We found that Baruch Hashem mechaven to the Ritva Chadashim that Mamish says Milo b'Milo what we had said. The Ritva says that Rashi is bavarning that we already knew Kamisayel Shtar. So Rashi says the difference is that in the beginning we said Shtar is Mechiach Kidvarov, and the end we say the Eidim Me'idin Kidvarov. So therefore it's Eidus Gemura Chashiv. That's the Gemara's maskana. We knew already beforehand that that he should be comfortable saying too. Will he still be chayav a shvua? Perhaps even if it's mekemesiyeh leishtara. And we even brought that riot to that from the Tosfos on the top, where Tosfos says shtar is mesayoy and still shtayim is chayav. How is shtayim chayav if shtar is mesayoy? So we said on Thursday that what does it mean shtar mesayoy at this stage of the Gemara? It's not Eidim Me'idin Kidvarim. It just means that it's Nikarim Hadvarim. So therefore, he's comfortable saying too, but there's still going to be a Chiyuv Shmuan too. That's the way Rashi learns. However, the Ritzvah brings the two lines from the bottom of the Ritzvah. Ubetoisvis pirshu, because the Messiah leishtara lemalve. Bekimin dechein ein ikarid tuviyosa ela al shlishi ve'ein kan moide b'miktas. Says the Ritva, the Toisvis has a whole different pshat in the Gemara, and Toisvis is according to Toisvis pshat in the Gemara. So the question never really starts. The question that we ask says the Ritva, Toisvis has a different pshat. And it's not in the Tosfos in front of us, it's in Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz is also one of the Balei HaTosfos. It's an important idea to know that Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz is Tosfos. Another Tosfos? Tosfos HaRosh is also Tosfos. Any other Tosfos? Tosfos Riazokin. Anyone else? Tosfos Rid is not Balei HaTosfos. Even though it says the word Tosfos Rid, that happens. They were not. He was not from Balei HaTosfos. That's the name of his sefer. Rabbeinu Tam is Balei HaTosfos, but there's no sefer Rabbeinu Tam. Maybe the sefer Yosher Rabbeinu Tam, whatever. There's Tosfos HaRashba. It's another type of Tosfos, which is from the Balei HaTosfos. All those svarim, a person can say Tosfos and mean any of those. You'd find it in any of those texts. So we have over here where it says the Ritza brings Tosfos Pirshu. It's the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. It would not be the Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid actually is from a similar base medrash as Rashi, by the way. That's just some important things to know when you're trying to navigate. If you want to be a pro, there's the Me'iri is from the base medrash of the Rambam. Certain people, like, they were in the same, they used to, learn together the same Mahalach. The Ritva and the Rajba, the Ramban, they're all one Mahalach. The Ran's over there also, pretty much. And then you have the Balei HaTosfos is in another Mahalach. Rabbi Yonah Similuniel and the Rambam go together.
The Miri was the Talmud,
the Rambam, no? You quoted the Rambam extensively. His whole Sefer is built around the Rambam. So therefore, the Miri and the Rambam go together. Al Kol Panim. So it says the Ritva, there's Tosfos that says that a different Pshat in Misayei Aleishtara. So let's see the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz inside. This is Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. We give out the Maror Mekoymis. If anyone needs, we have some extra here. Does anyone need Maror Mekoymis? Anyone not have? gonna pass some back here. Ela la'olam shtayim pater. Kivin, you have? Ela la'olam shtayim pater. Says Tezer ben Peretz Pirsha Kuntris Loilam is Lachl to it to Tachl on the Kamish Stein Potter. Time with Amish from Helchu, Deuch Bama Chayev, Shanoch Domisiel Shtora, Shastar Mochiach Shain Chayev Laze Ela Stein. So according to that, what is Shtar Messiah? It's Messiah to the Loiva. Lev is saying it's only two, and the Shtar is supporting him. Vidoichek who? Deloy Mashmahachi. Rabbeinu Peretz doesn't like it. Ela Mashmahachi, it's Mash with something else. Heilich Bela Machayev, Demoida Mimiktas Chayev, Shani Hocha, De Choshev Le Koifer Hakol, Mishum De Ko Messiah Ale Shtar. It sounds like Toysis doesn't like Rashi's Pshat. He says it's not Mashma like Rashi. Why? I don't know what he means when he says it's Doichik and it's not Mashma. Maybe it means like this. The Lashon of Shani Hocha. What does Shani Hocha mean? Over here, he's not a moida b'miktas. That's the way Tosis is says it. Shani Hocha, that he's choshev koifer hakol. According to Rashi's pshat, he's a moida b'miktas. So why doesn't he swear? He's chayev a shvua. But the Maseyei Leishtara will pater him from a shvua. Because it says if he has Edim. So he's moida b'miktas, but he has Edim that are supporting his hoidah. Okay, that's not shiny hocha, says Tosis. Sounds like he's not a moida b'miktas. Shiny hocha, the choshev lekoifer hakol. So what does that mean? Mishum de kamaseil shtar chay nirali dalchi pirusha. Says I repeat a different pshat. Loyelam shtayim potter davi koifer hakol. Veheluch ba machayev davi moida b'miktas. Shiny hocha, the choshev koifer hakol. Mishum de kamaseil leshtar lemalve d'shtayim. It's Messiah Shtara to the Malve. Umizeh lohoye yochol lichpar. I can't be koifer that. And that's not even something that I even could have thought to deny that I owe it to you. That's not called I was moide to you. Da shtar lo matzi mashma pachos meshtayim. Because the shtar cannot mean less than shtayim. Vim kein lohoye tova lo min hashtayim. Umizeh lohoye deloy klal. To have the koyfer hakol mishum hachi poter. Yeah. Okay. It comes out the following thing. According to Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, do we have edim that he's poter on the other two?
No.
No. No. There's no edim he's poter on the other two. So what does it mean, Misaye Leishtara? Misaye Leishtara means that it's Misaye to the Malve. It's assisting the Malve in his claim that you owe me the money. That's the way it comes out according to... So the Gemara knew that the Shtar is useful for the Loiva, that he can feel comfortable saying too. The Gemara is introducing something new here, a whole new concept. Money that you can't be koifer, there's no shvuah on. So there's no kasha from the previous sugya to now. Rashi had to like say it's the same as Sayyei Leishtara. It's just before it was we thought it was weaker. Now we understand it's stronger. Before we thought it's just nikar madvar. Now it's the edim or me'idim. But according to Tosfos, what we said before has nothing to do with what we said. Now we're saying Sayyei Leishtara the malveh.
So why does
Tosfos
have a kasha that he should be doing the amibu? When we say lo elam shtayim chater and halach chayev, so we said it. So Tosfos has kasha be believed by amigu, but if it's not nemunus for the loiva and it's really for the malva, what's the kasha?
It's clearly not nemunus for the loiva because it says lo elam shtayim chayev. Even in Rashi, you're gonna lo elam shtayim chayev.
Right. But I'm saying according to Rashi.
Which Tosfos are you on? You on the top Tosfos?
Lo elam shtayim chater halach chayev.
Lo elam shtayim chater.
Yeah.
Shtayim is pater. At this stage, the Gemara is saying it's putter for a different reason, not because of Messiah Lishtar. Whatever the reason it's putter for. What?
That's That's why the answer.
Yeah. Okay. So what's the problem?
I'm saying so. If Elohim Shine Putter, that's what the parents are saying. Yeah. It's not for the loiva. It's for the malva.
Yeah.
The malva that for sure too is tayyeb.
Right.
Not the loiva that we believe you.
Right.
So I'm saying, but then if we're saying, so then what's Tosis Kasha?
They have a migu could say too.
But it's not nemanis for me.
It doesn't make a difference. But if I say to him, I'm going to walk out free.
Yeah.
So then why? So I have a migu could say too. Fact is, I could have said two, right?
Yeah, I guess.
And it would still be Nikarim Hadvarim that I'm telling the truth. It wouldn't be Eni Mechirim, but Nikarim Hadvarim. So I got a great time. I got an.
What?
Let's just bring it out. Okay, bring out the idea we're trying to say over here. Okay, one of my chavrusas proved that said this in the Kudut. It's very important. According to Rashi's pshat, what is does Misayeya Le Shtara help the loiva?
Yes,
it helps him. Why does it help him? If it wasn't for the shtar, then what? He'd be chayev a shvua. Now that there's a shtar, he's pater from a shvua. According to Tosis's pshat, does misayeya le shtara help the malve? Does it help the malve?
Yes.
Yes.
Does it help the malva? Is the malva din better now that it's... Well, we might say it helped him because now the person was moida. But if he would have been moida and there was no shtar, what would have been the din? Chayv shvua. Now that he's moida with a shtar, now he's punter from a shvua. So misayeh al shtar, it doesn't really... it doesn't improve his situation. It supports the malva. But it doesn't necessarily... help the malva.
Yeah, it does, because now he can't clean nothing.
True, but
he couldn't clean nothing
you're
before
right.
either.
Why couldn't he ever clean nothing other?
Because the star is too.
Yeah, but that's the star. The star, that's the thing, they say, like star. So, but you're right. The star made that it couldn't have been koifer. But in this situation, is it assisting him vis-a-vis the shvua? I'll say it that way.
No.
Vis-a-vis the shvua, it's not. It's anything. It's making it worse for him. Because if it wasn't for the shtar, he'd have a shvua. You say, it's misayeh alei that's why the person was moida, or whatever, he had to be moida. Okay. Okay, that's a good question. So we spoke about that. Rav Chiya Kamaisa is talking about where he was koifer. What's Rav Chiya Kamaisa? What's Rav Chiya Kamaisa? So he's kaifer. So you see, he is yachal echbar.
Yeah, but over here the shtar does also make the mitzvah for you. So why is that called a kaifer akav?
Was he kaifer in our case?
No.
So was he kaifer in the case of Rav Chiya Kamaisa?
Yeah.
So you see that Rav Chiya Kamaisa, he could be kaifer. It's not called. There's any yachal echbar.
Why over here it makes it any worse?
But you see, right?
What should it make it worse? He could say I'm kaifer, but it doesn't do anything. Also over here he can say I'm kaifer.
Can't be koifer.
You can't.
Also, whether it can't, as Adam against it.
No, that after. If that, Adam
came,
before, came
afterwards.
After that.
So he was koifer.
If Adam came and said you owe him, you can't say no, I don't.
Rukhiya Kamaisa says that not only Maida Mitzas, even when you have the Adam and Mitzas and you're koifer, then it's for sure like Maida Mitzas.
The Adam and Mitzas came afterwards.
But it's anything closer to Maida Mitzas. By Maida Mitzas also he wasn't
I could
kaifer.
Say nothing, but it's not
going to
help.
Wait, what?
By Maida Mitzas, regular Maida Mitzas, he also wasn't kaifer.
He was kaifer in half.
But
he could have been kaifer. He could have been, but he wasn't. But because he could have been, that's called a hoida. Over here, it's not called I was Maida. It's not called I was Maida.
When he was kaifer, that is called Aida?
In other words, how is Aida...
When he was kaifer, that is Aida?
So, that's...
How does that make it any worse?
What do you mean?
Over here I have his like.
No, you can ask the question. You can ask the question. In our sugya, over there it is mamash yachal echbar. You ask the question, in our sugya tepek lay that there's edus b'miktas, and even without a hoida, even though he's not moida, we see over there you don't need to be moida. So it depends on really how the lamdas over there works of how edus b'miktas is going to what's exactly the case. But vayis l'chois, you're gonna need mamash yachal echbar even over there, seems like. Okay, kopanim, we're gonna leave that alone for a second. Rabbi say there's a murdika nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos, which is as follows. What's the din? Malva produces a shtar, it says slime dinrim. And the malva says three, and the loiva says two. Is he chayiv shvuas hesis? Shvuas Heses is a Shvua Takonas Chachomim. It's a Shvua Midir Abanan. It's after the time of the Mishnah, it's the time of the Gemara, but whatever. There's a Shvua. A Chachomim put a Shvua on even a Kaifer Hakol.
What's the case
again? The Malva says 5, and the Loiva says 2.
Malva says 3 or 5?
3, 5, it don't make a difference. The Malva says more, and the Loiva says less. Let's leave the Malva saying 5. And the Loiva says 2. And the Gemara is now assuming Misayeya Leishtara is a reason why you're not a Moida B'miktas. Malva says 5 and Loiva says 2. Will he be Chayev Shvuas Hesis? It's a Machloikas Rishonim. Lichura. The Machloikas is going to depend on Machloikas Rashi and Tosfos. If you hold like Rashi, what's the Gemara saying when it says Misayeya Leishtara? You have Edim. If the Edim part you from Shvuas Moida B'miktas, Edim will also part you from Shvuas Hesis. Edim part you from a Shvua. But according to Tosfos, the Gemara never said that there's Edim to part you from Shvuas Moida B'miktas. What was the Gemara saying? He's a Koifer HaKoil. He's not Moida B'miktas. He's Koifer HaKoil. What's the din of Koifer HaKoil? Chayev Shvuas Hesis. He's part from Shvua D'Oraisa. But it'll be Chayev Shvuas Heses. L'choira, this can be a nafkumina between Rashi and Tosis' pshat here in the Gemara. Okay.
just for clarification, Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz is saying that's what changes from the Havamina Gemara to the answer of the Gemara?
The Havamina Gemara wasn't even talking about Mesei Leishtar to the Mal. It was talking about Mesei Leishtar to the Loiva.
I'm saying that's different.
Yeah, it's a whole different Mesei Leishtar. I think that the Gemara, Lashon of the Gemara, Mesayeya Lei Shtara, would sound to me like it's talking about the Loive, but maybe not. Tosfos is saying Mesayeya to the Malve. It's supporting the Malve's claim of 2, even though Malve is saying 5. It's supporting that part of his claim. That's the way Tosfos learns. Al Kolponim, Lomer Zen, Tosfos. The next Gemara says, Einish Ban Al Kfira Shibir Karkois. That's the next answer. The Gemara says, anytime karka is in the mix, there's never going to be a shvua. That's the Gemara's second answer. Says Tosfos, v'im toimer lemanda amar beperek get poshut the shibuda diaraisa. According to the manda amar beperek get poshut, that says that shibud is diaraisa, which means that even if there's no shtar, every shibud is always diaraisa. Moida b'miktas ataino lami yishama hakoifer shibud karkois. Every Moida B'miktas is going to be a case of Shibud Karkois. Every Moida B'miktas is a case of Shibud Karkois. Says Tosfos, Yesh Loi Mashem Mocha Loi HaShibud Oy She'ein Loi Klal Karkois Afilu Mishabdi. Says Tosfos, he doesn't have any karka. Afilu Mishabdi, whether it's his own karka or it's karka that he sold to someone else. So let's go back to Tosfos' question for a second, my friends. In Tosfos' question, Tosfos says, how do you have Moida B'miktas? Let me give you a very simple answer, which Tosfos does not say. Why don't we say that he's a person that never sold any of his fields? He borrowed money, he has fields, but he never sold them. That is not one of Tosfos' turutzim. What are Tosfos' two terutzim? Hold on a second. What are Tosfos' two terutzim? Either he's Moichel the Shibud, or he doesn't have any karka, not his own, not one that he sold, nothing, zero zilch. Why does Tosfos have to say that? I have a very simple case. The case is, let's see in a second, hold on, that he has karka, he never sold it.
Shibud karka is not only when you sell it.
Oh, what do we see from over here? Shibud karka is not only when you sell it. If the loiva has karka, and he didn't sell the karka, is the shibud of the choiv still on the karka?
Yeah.
Yes. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Yes, Moish, did you get that?
Yeah.
That so, Yaakov, you got that?
That's the only way it could be on the karka.
When you sell it, it's for sure also on the karka.
It stays on.
Okay, Enachanami. Okay. But the case is like this, Yaakov, the case is like this. Toys asks the question, Shibud is diaraisa, then even without a shtar, every choiv, automatically there's a shibud on the karka. So how do you ever have money of a miktas? So Tosis says it's talking about a case where he doesn't have any fields. He has nothing. Not his own, not anyone else's. I asked the question, why didn't you just say a case where he has fields? He never sold them. Apparently, a shibud is even on karka that's in your possession. Even if you never sold it, there's shibud on that karka. Right? That seems to be clear. So therefore, if I own karka and I borrow money, is that choiv called shibud karka? Yes. So he says, so what's the case when you ever, well, a guy doesn't have any karka? Zero, nothing that he sold, nothing he owns. Okay, it's a wild case. That's Tosis Zukimta in the Maskana. So Tosis' question was, again, a clear anocha from Tosis. If I have karka, and he's going to be good for my karka, there's still a shibud on the nechasa. What does Tosis answer? Tosis answers, V'yishloim Hashem mocha loy hashibud, oi. Two different cases. So my friends, in the case of Machal Loi Hashibud, so what happens is he's coming to borrow money, and he says, I want to borrow money. He says, okay, I'll be Machal the Shibud. There's no Shibud here. So if he sells his fields to someone else, can the Loive go and go to that, to the Malva, go to the person that bought the field and take it from him? He's Machal the Shibud. Can the Malve go to the Loive's own karka and take it from him?
Yeah.
Yes. So in the case of Mocha Loi Hashibud, and the Loive has his own karka, is the Malve going to be able to take from that karka? Yes. Is that called Kfir Hashibud Karkois? Tosis seems to imply that anytime you're mochel the shibud, it's not kviyas shibud karkois. Why not? What about the fact that if the loiva has karka, I'm going to take the karka? He obviously does. Because Tosis doesn't say he doesn't have karka. Tosis just says mochel hashibud. Mochel hashibud. Why does Tosis say mochel hashibud and he doesn't have any karka? He doesn't say that. It sounds like from Tosis. Let's get it clear, the question. Sounds like from Tosis. If you hold Shibudas Dioi Raisa, and I have the karka in my possession, the Loiv has the karka in his possession, and he hasn't sold to anyone else, that's a problem of Enishman al Kriya Shibud Karkois. But if you are Machaloi the Shibud, and I have karka in my possession, that's not a problem of Enishman al Kriya Shibud Karkois. What's the difference?
It's not Shibud Karka anymore. It's a Shibud, not a Shibud Karka.
So says Ramesha Aaron Segelman the following thing. He says, listen, when a loiva owes money, can I take his cash that he owes? Can I take his wallet? Can I take it? Well, I mean, if he owes me that much money, can I take his shirt? I can take his shirt. I feel him a glima dal kaspe. I can take the shirt off his back. He owes me money. Of course, he has time till he pays me up, but I can take it. Can I take his car? Yeah. Can I take his cow? Yeah. Can I take his field? Yeah. But I'm not taking the field as a field. I'm taking the field because it's part of the wealth of the loive. Anything the loive has, I can take. But there's nothing unique about the field. I don't come to him and say, you owe me your field, or your field is miyuchad for my choiv, or anything like that. My choiv is you owe me money. So therefore, the discussion is not about karka. If there'd be shibudas d'oraisa, the shibud is on the karka, whether the karka is in the hands of the loiva or the karka is in the hands of the malva, the shibud is on the karka. However, if you're saying that he was meichel the shibud, even if I'm going to be able to take the karka, but I'm not taking it as karka, I'm taking it as money, you owe me money. So if you don't have money, I'll take your car. If you don't have money, I'll take your field. But it's not that the field has a shibud on it.
The only reason that shtar is a kfir shibud karkar is because my choyv is in your karka. But my choyv is in the choyv is not in the karka anymore.
So very good. So we were saying the whole yisoid of shibud karkar is kilu my choyv is in the karka. If there's no shibud on the karka, the choyv is not in the karka. It's still a regular choyv. Grada I could take karka. Grada I could take metaltalin. But there's nothing unique about karka here. if you hold shibudas dioi raisa, and I have karka in my possession, so then the shibud is on the karka in specific. But if you're saying it's machal the shibud, there's no shibud on the karka. Says Tosis Vayter. Avaler Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Berak Shvuas Apikadon. Koifer b'mamon sheyeshal of Edom chayiv karbon sheyeshal of Shtar Potter. Mishum the koifer b'shibud karkois. Tosis is now creating a parallel to the sugya of when a person's chayiv a karbon for making a shvua. Over here, we're not talking about for being koifer. I mean. Koifer b'mamon sheyeshal of Edom sheyeshal of Shtar Potter. He's koifer b'shibud karkois. This is not a sugya of shvu anymore, but it's the same dinim. A person who's koifer on something that is karka is not chayiv a karbon. Someone who's koifer on something that is that's not karka is chayiv a karbon. So it's the same type of sugya as our sugya. Tosis compares them. Now, what does it say? Rabbi Yochanan is the person who says a koifer b'mamon sheyeshal of edim chayiv karbon sheyeshal of shtar is potter. Shun the koifer b'shibud karkois. If there's only Edim, there's no Shtar, it's not called Shibud Karkois. Afal gab the sum Rabbi Yochanan Shibuda Diyai Raisa. I, Rabbi Yochanan, hold Shibuda Diyai Raisa. And we said there's only two ways of getting out of being Karkov Shibuda Diyai Raisa, either Machaloy Hachoiv or there's no Karka. So why does the Gemara seem to say that this is considered to be that it's not swearing on Karka? Says Tosfos, "Hainu mishum, kivan shefgiu chachamim hashibud b'milva alpe mishum seder lekuchas chashiv kiilu machaloy hashibud." Says Tosfos, because once the chachamim came along and they said you can't be gover from lekuchas, so now we don't see it as being a shibud anymore, because the chacham said you can't be gover from lekuchas. Milva alpe. Mishum pseidel lekuchos milva alpe. So in other words, even according to the Mandor, shibuda is dioi raisa. But practically, can you be goyver from lekuchos bisman hazeh? No. Midrabanan, they stopped you. According to the Mandor, shibuda is drabanan. It was only on a star in the first place. But according to the Mandor, shibuda is dioi raisa. Really, all halvois should have a shibud. How do you ever might have a mixas? You have to come up with those interesting cases. But practically, you're not going to have a shibud on your. You're not going to be able to be goyve from the lekuchos because pseida de lekuchos lechachom or mafkia says toisves umairi the islay mishabdi the leslay bnei chori. It has to be talking about a case where he has Mishubadim, but he doesn't have B'nei Chori. In other words, there's Karka that he had sold to someone else, but he doesn't have Karka by himself. The Isle B'nei Chori, if he has Karka by himself, Afilu Yeshal of Edom Potter. Even if there's Edom, he's going to be Potter. Why is he going to be Potter if there's Yeshal of Edom? Because he has Karka. Can you take that Karka? You could take that karka. Can you take from the lekuchos? You cannot take from the lekuchos. Can you take from the loiva himself? Yes. My friends, this is very, very difficult to understand. Because we said before, according to the mandama that holds, that shibuda lav dioi raisa. Can you take karka from the loiva? Shibuda lav dioi raisa. Take karka from the loiva himself. Yes. Can you take from the kuchos?
No.
Is that called kvira shibud karkois? No. Because there's no shibud there. V'horaya doesn't transfer over to the kuchos. Now we're saying, according to the man d'arma, shibuda dioi raisa. But midirabbanan, they said there's no shibud. Midirabbanan, they said there's no shibud. Now there's no shibud. Why are you saying that there can't be b'nei chori? Even if there's b'nei chori, but that's like I'm just taking from the loiva himself, just like if the mandor wrote shibud alav dioi raisa.
Why can't we say that takana's only halfway?
Hold on a second. Stop. You're too fast. You understand the question? Basically, what happened is, according to the Mandom Shibud Alav Dioraisa, we're saying that I'm going from the Loive, that's not called Karka. Shibud, that's Dioraisa. We just said now the Chachamim made the din like Shibud Alav Dioraisa. So why is it a problem if the Loive has Karka? Why is the problem? Loiva has karka. Okay, let's do it again. Here goes, my friends. It's a difficult cheshbon. You have to know the Tosfos cold, which is why first Seder we should be rocking the Tosfos in order to be able to follow the cheshbon. Here goes. Tosfos starts off and says that according to the Mandama that holds that Shibuda is Dioi Raisa. How could you ever have a Shavua? How could you ever have a Shavua? Says Tosfos. Even if he never saw the karka, the Shibud is on the karka, it's by him. Says Tosfos. The case is he's machal loy the Shibud. Even if he's machal loy the Shibud, but what happens is he has karka. But it doesn't make a difference. Because he's machal loy the Shibud, but there's no Shibud on. Even if I have karka by me, but if I'm machal the Shibud, there's no Shibud on the karka they have in my house. So now you're taking the karka, but you're not taking a b'toras shibud karka, you're taking a b'toras metaltalin. So it's true, you'll get my karka. But not as a shvaraya, there's no shibud, because we said what he was machal lo the shibud. So the fact that he'll get karka doesn't make that it's shibud karkois. What makes it shibud karkois is if there's a shibud. If he's machal shibud, there's no shibud. So now Tosis goes and says, according to Madom Shibuda, is Dioi Raisa. Midrabanon, they stopped the Shibud. They stopped you from being goyver from Lakuchas. They won't allow you to be goyver from Lakuchas. If that's the case, so even though now you might be able to get his Karka B'nei Charin, I would have said that the B'nei Charin don't have a din of Karka anymore. Because it's just like if he's Machal or the Shibud. It's just like Romandu Ame Shibud Alav Dioi Raisa. There's no Shibud on the Karka. So why does Tosfos have to say that we're talking about that there's no B'nei Chori? Even if there is B'nei Chori, still the din is going to be that that's not considered to be taking Karka.
Isn't there a bonum? Wasn't that not Shibud? It's like you can't be
Kaver. Oh, Zokt! Reb Moshe Aaron fell right into my trap. It says, the din midrabanan is not there's no shibud. Avada is a shibud here. The shibud is alive and well. Just what did the chacham say? Can't be goyve. So if Yosef Tzvi would try to be goyve, we'd say, no, you can't do that. It's not saying what are you doing. Avada, if he would get it, if he would grab it, can he take it? So what would be if Yosef Tzvi would have defied the chachamim and taken the mishubadim? He's got it. I don't know if you take it back from him or not, I don't know. But there's no din that there is no shibud on the mishuba, on the karka. Correct? Is that correct? Okay, let's read the Tosfos again, my friends, and let's see if that's correct. Let's read the Tosfos. Says Tosfos. The words, af al gav, disover Rabbi Yochanan, shibudu di araisa, hainu mishum, Kivon shehifkiu chacham hashibud. That's a big word. Shehifkiu chacham hashibud. B'mil v'al peh. Mishum pseid alachuf. Mishum pseid alakuchais. Choshiv ki'ilu machal loy hashibud. What do those words mean? Choshiv ki'ilu machal loy hashibud.
When you sell it, though.
It sounds like it's considered as if you're machal the shibud. So what is Tosfos not saying? Tosfos is not saying that the shibud still exists. The shibud is gone. It's machaloy shibud. What do we say is the whole yisoid of machaloy shibud? There's no more shibud here. Like the beginning of Tosfos. That's what Tosfos is coming to emphasize. Not like Moshe Aaron. Moshe Aaron tried saying, no, there's no, the shibud's still here. It's just that we won't let you take it. No, it's machaloy shibud. Why does Tosfos need that? It's a pelarav. Moshe Feinstein in different versions, I don't know why Tosfos has to do that. Why does he have to say machal shibud? Why don't you just say, chum, don't let him take it? Not only that, but it's making big problems, my friends. Because the Toy is saying Machala Hashibud, so why is he saying that it doesn't have Bnei Chayr? What is Toy doing that for? What is Toy? Why is Toy saying Kiel Machala Hashibud?
So the Toy of the Khan's Khan was only you can't collect from his soul, and the Rada is owned.
Well, for sure you could collect, because you could collect from him even if there is no Shibud.
No, but if either the Karka still Meshubah to you, the reason why they didn't want to do it is because they didn't want people who buy fields to have to give it.
True.
So they,
okay,
why
so true.
They,
so hold on a second. Hold on a second. So I'm going to get to you. One second. Okay. So why does Tosfos say Kilo Machal Hashibud? But maybe the reason for Tosfos is as follows. Tosfos doesn't like this type of thing where Yosef Tzvi is here. He's trying to go, oh, you can't take it. Why not? We don't want. What does it mean we don't want? There's the Sibas HaTakana, and then there's the Gedder of the Takana. What was the Gedder of Takana's Chachamim? Well, the Chacham said, like, you can't take. Why can you? We don't want you to take. We don't, what is that? We don't want you. The Chacham had to be Mafkia the Shibud. If they're not Mafkia the Shibud, it doesn't. What does that mean? We're just telling you, we don't want you to take. What? If the Shibud's there, the Shibud's there. Why can't I take it? We don't let. So in order to make that, it has some sort of Gedder. That'll answer Moshe Feinstein's kasha. Moshe says, why does Tosfos have to say Machal HaShibud? Or else, how does this work? There's a Shibud. Chum say, don't take. So,
from the get-go, is Machal HaShibud Tosfos saying?
This is what I don't know. So comes along Eli Bash and Moshe Aaron Siegelman, and they say, maybe the Shibud, as long as the karka is still in the rishus of the loive, what do we say? There's a Shibud. Once he sells the karka, the shibud is paka.